Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cowboys.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Cooper Rush.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What message do you have for Dallas Cowboys fans?
Yeah, the plan is just do your job.
Earlier on the show, Tampa Bay Times Bucks beat writer Rick Stroud. Eagles cornerback Darius Slay. Coming up from Prime Video's The NFL Pylon, Taron Killam. ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of this show right here on the Roku channel, channel 210, which is, by the way, free on every Roku device, on Samsung Smart TVs, on Amazon Fire TVs. The Roku app has the Roku channel on it for free. And the RokuChannel.com is how you can take in this show every single day on desktop, on the internet, on any laptop for free. That's the key word. We're thrilled to be here on Odyssey. We're thrilled to be here on Sirius XM Radio, Sirius Channel 218 XM 202. We're thrilled to be on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network. We're thrilled that we put this all together on a podcast on the Cumulus Podcast Network. You can listen whenever you darn well please. It's your right. And then also, this show, once it's over after this third hour, it starts re-airing on the Roku channel, channel 210. There's no excuses, essentially what I'm saying. Here in hour number three, Taron Killam, formerly of Saturday Night Live, now of the show NFL Pylon that airs weekly throughout the NFL season on Prime Video in advance of the Thursday night football game, Miami and Cincinnati. Sunday night football game. We talked quite a bit about it. And one of the things that we talked about was our friend of the program, Dan Orlovsky, getting a shout out from Mike Tirico almost damn near on the spot when Jimmy Garoppolo stepped out of the end zone and created his own safety. And when that moment happened, mm-hmm. I thought to myself, and Orlovsky's getting a shout out, I thought, you know that gif of Leonardo DiCaprio from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, yeah, where he's pointing at like, the screen? Like, oh, God, I see that. I recognize that.
Rick Dalton.
That's what I thought. I thought he had to be Rick Dalton wherever he was watching the game. Like, oh. And then sure enough, I'm thinking that. And in comes the tweet, all caps, from Dan Orlovsky. I've never been happier. Freedom. Like, wow. He's William Wallace. Okay? Tweeting that out. So, the Rich Eisen Show booking crew knows that this man is what I call an anytime guest. Doesn't matter. Anytime he's free and willing to come on, we'll have him. And sure enough, today's that day. Perfectly timed on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line from the worldwide leader in sports, the great Dan Orlovsky. How you doing, Dan?
I'm better after that. I'm better after. So for clarity, it was 2 seconds. It was actually literally 2 seconds from the moment Jimmy's back foot hit till Tirico uttered the words. You guys remember Dan Orlovsky doing that? So it was hilarious, man. It was a quick memory moment for him.
So I know. Well, I mean, that's Tirico doing Tirico things. So where were you? Where were you watching this thing? And how quickly did you grab your phone to send that tweet, Dan?
Yeah, true story here. So I'm sitting outside. We have like a covered kind of fireplace television area out in the back of our house. So I was actually outside all day watching games, and then at night I was watching Sunday night football, but also watching some tape. And my kids had some friends sleep over, so they were inside watching, I think, like the new Jungle Cruise or whatever. So play happens, and immediately I jump off the couch and run inside. My wife was inside with our kids watching the movie. I'm like, babe, and she's like, what? And I'm like, you gotta come outside right now. And she's like, what? And I was like, babe, Jimmy Garoppolo just stepped out of the end zone. I'm not alone anymore. And she came run out. She's like, what? She like held up her cell phone to videotape the television. And I was like, no, it already happened. And they were doing replay after replay. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And that's when I fired off the tweet. So I was awkwardly excited.
You're not alone anymore. Although, I mean, that Jimmy Garoppolo stepping out, Dan, was actually to his and the team's benefit because he threw a pick six. So that saved 4 points. What happened with your throw? That one I didn't know. What was the result of your play?
Yeah, you know the result, because I actually never threw the ball, because it took me way longer than Jimmy to realize. Well, Jimmy didn't even realize that he was not a bouncer,
right,
technically, because he obviously made the throw.
Yes.
I actually never threw the ball. And I've had many people come up to me like, you know what, man, kind of a smart play, you know, because if you sack fumble and they recover, it's a touchdown. So, and I look at him like, gosh, one, I'm not that smart. Two, you're an idiot for thinking I did that.
Dan Orlovsky here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, let's get to the football. Which team is operating the best right now? Beautifully, where you're watching tape, you're watching on film, and it's just like this, you're just nodding your head the entire time going, oh, baby, which one is that?
It's Philadelphia. It's Philadelphia, and I'm not surprised by the way they're doing it offensively. I am a little bit surprised by the way they're doing it defensively. So offensively, the way I'll put it, Rich, is they're the 2021 Rams offensively.
Wow.
You know, the Rams were so good last year out of empty, no backs in the backfield, five guys blocking, because one, the quarterback was really good at figuring out who to throw the ball to, and you just couldn't match up against them. You know, when it came to Cooper, and when it came to Higbee, and when it came to the addition of Odell and Van Jett, like, they had so many of these guys. Right now, Jalen Hurts out of empty is 14 of 16 for 200 yards. He's a QBR of 98 out of empty. The hard part when they get into empty is you got to be big enough, skilled enough, strong enough, and fast enough. You got to be big enough to go, can we cover AJ one-on-one? Are we strong enough or skilled enough to cover Devontae Smith one-on-one? Are we strong enough to cover Dallas Goedert one-on-one? And then are we fast enough to cover Quez Watkins one-on-one? Not a lot of teams can. And you can't play them in man much because what I just said. And then you can't play them in zone when they're in it, really, because the offensive line is too good. You won't get to the quarterback, you know. And so they are doing such a good job of building their offense around that formation grouping. Jalen has gotten so much better throwing the ball downfield. Last year he couldn't. This year that go route he threw to Devontae is literally perfect. But defensively, man, their defensive line right now, and that's what's been missing out of that kind of defensive unit the last two or three years. The defensive line hasn't been dominant. Right now, the defensive line is playing dominant football.
And I know we're marathoning and not sprinting, but so you think the Eagles are viable for a long-term Bowl threat?
Oh, yeah, they're real. They're real. I felt that way going into the year. You know, that's why I picked them to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
But they're real. If that defensive line stays healthy, yeah, they can go with anyone.
Okay. And the Miami Dolphins, Dan Orlovsky, what are you seeing from them? We had Andrew Hawkins in studio last week, and he told a story about Mike McDaniel being his position coach back in Cleveland in 2013, teaching him techniques about how to get off the line and how it was counterintuitive to what defenses are going to do, and it worked like a charm every single time. And I'm wondering what you're seeing on film that's a similar story from McDaniel.
Yeah, so number one, Mike is very game plan specific.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a lot of the stuff from last game that you see in the next game, so to speak. He very much so figures out, okay, what is the defense? He always starts with this, can we block them? Everything is about can we block them. Like, if you watched Buffalo against Miami this past weekend,
yes,
I would tell you, listen, if Miami can't block the front four, I don't care who's playing corner, they have no shots. Threw the ball 18 times. 9 out of those 18 times, they had 7-man protection going. So it was, hey, your front four ain't going to beat us. We're not going to lose this game because players like Vaughn Miller and Greg Rousseau dominated the game. So brilliant by that. Number two, he's constantly changing what he gives you pre-snap to post-snap. It's constant. I force you to communicate. And not only you to communicate, but the communication that comes from you on the defense, it's got to go to everybody, right? So I always say this, man. Offensive people, Mike is doing this. I don't need everybody to be wrong. I need one guy to be wrong. You know? And as long as one guy's wrong, I win. So he's doing a really good job of changing that picture pre-snap to post-snap to a defense. Ball's coming out of Tua's hands quickly. Certainly did this past week. He's allowing those receivers, you know, Jalen and Tyreek, what does everyone say? Well, they're fast. He makes sure that they are allowed to be fast. That goes back to cutting of the splits. Andrew's talking about the releases. You know, I was talking about this with Chad Hall, actually, who's the wide receiver coach at Buffalo. I said, what's the most important thing? If you could coach one thing for receivers, one thing, what would it be? And he said, get off the line of scrimmage. Releases, it's everything. And if you're watching the way that they condense splits or they use their motion and allow these guys to be full speed when the ball's getting snapped, they're doing an incredible job, man.
Dan Orlovsky here on the Rich Eisen Show. I mean, we just talked about the Dolphins and then obviously the Eagles. Those are the two remaining undefeated teams. And, you know, I just can't shake the feeling here that it still doesn't matter. It's the Bills' world, and we're all just paying rent in it. You saw them in week two, by the way. Great call that you guys had of that Monday night game. What can you tell? Are you counseling me to get off of that opinion, or what?
No. The Bills are still the best team and the team to beat in the whole NFL, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just going back to Miami briefly, the fumble snap before the half is not going to happen again. The Josh missing on fourth down, not going to happen again. The missed field goal won't happen again. You know, they're playing without four starters on defense and two starters on offense. You know, that's sometimes, you know, I sat there on Monday morning, we're all sitting here going, listen, I love the fact that the Dolphins are playing well and really good in 3-0, and they are absolutely a contender in the AFC. But we have to contextualize things. You know, if that's like we were talking about Green Bay after week one, and everyone was like, yeah, they're offense. Yeah, guys, they play without their number one, number two, number three, number four wide receivers. They're starting left tackle, starting right tackle. Of course they weren't going to play that well. So, no, Buffalo, I tell you this, number offensively, you know, Ken Dorsey, their new play caller, is doing two really good things. One, they want to at least have the peace of mind to run the football. So if they need to, they can. And if they can, the impact it'll have on their passing game. And then number two, moving Stephon around different places instead of keeping him stationary to give him so many different options. You know, last week, I really candidly thought Miami did a great job of saying, here comes all-out pressure early in the first half, and then they gave you all-out pressure looks and faked it or bluffed it, and that was really good by Miami. It's not a knock on Buffalo. It's just good by Miami. And then for Buffalo defensively, man, listen, having that secondary beat up the way that they were last week, you know, it played into Miami's favor. I don't anticipate that secondary to be as unhealthy when it matters the most as they were this past weekend.
And they brought Xavier Rhodes in for a little bit of a look-see today. We'll see what happens moving on from there. Dan Orlovsky from the worldwide leader in sports, NFL Live, college football, so much more. A few more minutes left with him here on the Rich Eisen Show. And Dan, you know, your career so taken off like a rocket ship, and you're terrific at what you do. And I could see one of the things that you like to do is make people smarter and then put out what you believe on screen, and so be it. But I think you'll also agree with what I'm saying. Is I'm similar in that respect. I also want to be right. My God, I hate being wrong. And yeah. I had the Raiders winning this division. They're 0-3, and it's gnawing at me. It's really troubling to me. So I ask you, general question: what the hell is wrong with the Raiders? What's going on?
Dan. Yeah. So I'll hit on the first thing too, because I agree. I hate being wrong.
Yes.
I love being right. I'm okay with being wrong, though, because that makes me feel like, Rich, like, if I'm okay being wrong, I'll strain to be right.
Attaboy.
I'll strain and try to find out a way. So
attaboy.
Here's what's going on with the Raiders, and we're actually doing this on live today.
Okay.
You know, week one, it seemed like this conscious effort to get 17, Devontae Adams, the ball.
Yes.
Rightfully so. Garrett turns the ball over a couple of times, likely the reason they lose that football game. Some forced interceptions. Two of those were not to Devontae, though. So just, all right, first game of the year, Derek didn't play great. And then you go on the road and you're handling Arizona and the game falls apart. And you start, they really stopped featuring Devontae a little bit in that second half of that game. And then this past weekend was the most shocking one to me. And again, I don't ever say anything that I don't believe. I don't ever try to stir up controversy. I literally try to do my job better than anybody. Watching this past weekend, it looks like Derek Carr is purposely not looking at Devontae Adams. That's what the tape says. There's five examples of it where, and the way I'm going to say it is this. If we just took X's and O's, right, these guys don't have reputation and or resumes, and you had an offensive play call and a defensive play call. The defense is this, and you sit there and say, well, this play that I have, the route concept to my left stinks versus that defense. But I know I've got the route concept to my right is really good versus that defense. I don't care who those people are. It's just the defensive structure, the X's and O's. Well, I'm going to throw the ball to my right, naturally, because the play to my left stinks. It's the worst possible coverage for that play. Five times this past weekend, he's looking to the side of the worst possible concept versus the defense, and Devontae is actually in the best possible side, and he won't look there.
So
he's
why?
He's not looking there.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know if that's a thing, but I know a guy who's played as much football as Derek Carr and as smart as Derek Carr and sees the field relatively as well as Derek Carr. And I've watched him operate these plays all day long. I mean, these, and you can sit here and say, well, Dan, you don't know what he's getting taught. Yes, I do. I've run those plays 4 billion times. You know, the high schools are running these plays. They're going to get taught the same way. So it literally, the tape tells me you're consciously, like, in your mind saying, I can't force it to Devontae, that you're going so far out of your way to not look at him.
Well, it's time to force it to him, don't you think? I mean, let's go. I mean, what they've been waiting to play with each other since college, and it's now time to happen.
Rich, these are moments where you're not even forcing it to him. These are moments when you're saying, oh, the ball has to go there. You know, even if it was me at wideout, I got to throw the ball there because that's the person that's going to be open given the defensive structure. You know, this isn't even a forcing the ball to him. That's why I'm saying it's purposeful that you're not looking there. Or at least it looks that way, you know? So it's very odd, man. It is very odd.
Dan, you're the best. Really appreciate it. Send my best to everybody there. Did you get a text from Compton? Because I saw that on Twitter.
I did.
What'd he say?
And this would be the correspondence that I'll share with you.
Okay.
He said, hey, man, ask him why he won't make the trip to Nashville to come on the bus. And then when he mentions that we don't have a motor and it doesn't run, just say, because it doesn't have a motor, it doesn't mean it's not safe, Rich. That's why I don't like when people say all bad guys are dangerous, or all bald guys are dangerous. You're a perfect example, Rich.
Wow.
Like, just because you don't have hair doesn't mean you're a dangerous guy.
It looks like I'm going to have to take him on a walk. I think.
Take him on a walk.
I think I'm going to have to take Will on another walk. Just so you're aware, it's got nothing to do with a safety concern at all. It's got to do with a branding concern. You can't brand a bus the way that they're branding it without a motor. And plus, they schlepped that thing all the way to Nebraska and Wisconsin. Just keep going. Come to Los Angeles. And I did attempt to come out to Nashville this summer. Didn't work. The date didn't work for them. How does that sound? I'm giving you an exclusive, Dan.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
If they wanted you that bad, you make it work, right? You find a way. You go out of your way to appeal to the person that you're asking their time for. I would be on your side on that one.
Thank you, Dan Orlovsky. I greatly appreciate it. You're the
man.
He
hasn't asked me to be on a show in a year, so I'm not even a bottom feeder to him.
You know? Oh my gosh, best to your family, man. You got a lot going on a Sunday. Dad's out watching football in the backyard. Jungle Cruise is going on inside. You got a lot happening.
It's not a quiet house, but it's one I'm very blessed to be a part of, man.
Well, congrats. You deserve it. Let's do this more often. Always look for my call.
Yes,
Dan,
sir.
Always.
You're the man, bud.
Right.
Thank
back
you.
At you, Dan Orlovsky, everybody. I follow him on Twitter. You should as well. He sounded like he was more free now that he has his freedom. We're not alone, babe. That's what he told his wife. I'm not alone anymore. Lonely man stepping out of bounds in front of the entire National Football League world.
You and Dan both think you're off the hook for things that you're not off the hook
for. Now there's just one more piece of B-roll. Like, they're not going to not show Dan now.
That's it.
They show Dan and Jimmy.
That's
both.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean you're off the hook.
No.
You're still part of the compilation.
What's more recent?
Yeah, but what's more memorable? That's the thing.
Oh, I will never forget Texas A&M losing to Appalachian
State.
There's
something about being first.
I don't forget it. I didn't even remember who they played that week again. But the Michigan thing?
Who could forget it? I'll never forget it.
You won't.
Oh, it was great. All those kids partying in Boone?
So stupid.
Ask them where they were. They were in second grade. They were in second grade when the previous one happened. All those kids running around drinking like they're crazy.
What about the kids who
weren't
in second grade?
They were drinking out of a bottle when it first happened. What do they know? They don't care. I'm with them.
You were out there running with them?
I would be.
Were you drinking wine out of a bottle?
I would have been. wine out of a box.
That's not your steez.
My name is not Bartles, and it ain't James,
out
man.
Out of a barrel.
Please.
Boone's Farm.
Let's take a break. Taryn Killam, one of our favorites, is here. Diehard Rams fan. Whose house?
Go. Rams house.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Taryn Killam is here. We just saw a great clip of NFL Pylon that airs weekly on Wednesdays throughout the NFL season on Prime Video. And the clip with Jerry O'Connell and you going back and forth, very funny.
It's so fun to have a place for fans. I'm just, you know, I'm a diehard Rams fan, and I'd be doing this anyway. I mean, all you have to do is check my Instagram for the last 6 years or whatever, just me screaming my head off. And now, fortunately, Prime Video, part of Thursday Night Football, is just paying me to do the same.
So cool.
The coolest.
And I also, because, you know, I've been around, noticed, despite the background and the plants and whatever covering up, that looks eerily like the corner of Stage 1 at NFL Network. Is that where you're shooting it?
We might be five. We might be five.
For those scoring at home.
We might be five,
I
think.
For scoring at home.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. It's amazing, that basement.
That's,
oh, my gosh, it's great. It's incredible. In the newsroom, yeah? You're
no,
like
we're down the hall.
You are, okay.
We're down the hall, Stage 1, Sunday mornings.
I can't wait for the Christmas party.
And the neat thing is when you go outside, there's SoFi Stadium.
I'm home. It's right
home.
There.
Your
yeah,
house.
Exactly.
Whose house is it?
I believe Rams' house. But you are now legally obligated to ask me two more times.
Let me write this down.
World champion
one.
Rams.
World champion Rams. Los Angeles
Rams. We're tender,
Rams.
But we're doing good. We're in it. We're still in it. 2-1. We're doing good. And we looked the cleanest. We looked the tightest this last game. So,
well, you're playing Arizona, and that's usually. I mean,
playing
like
Arizona.
If you had the Aaron Rodgers mentality, you'd say we own you.
We
you
own
know,
you.
Like
exactly.
Pretty much. Sean McVay pretty much owns that team.
11-1. Much. Yeah, it's a rough stat card. If we win Monday night, I will truly be obnoxious because we don't play another division rival for I think a month or something like that. We're already top of the division. If we beat the Niners on Monday Night Football, steer clear of me.
Then because that is, as you know, being the Rams fan, diehard Rams fan that you are, that is the ultimate conundrum in the same way that the Rams have ownership of Arizona, with the exception of the NFC Championship game, the Niners usually have had the McVay number.
If you'll allow me to let my inner theater geek get out, it's very 12th night, you know what I mean? We're Olivia, but we're pining. We're pining to beat the Niners, but Cardinals are pining to beat the Rams, you know? It's Shakespearean, really.
I was about to say, I'm glad you said that, because Mike Del Tufo, our audio executive, was like, What night is that? 12? What night?
Is it Christmas
night
already?
First performance, guys. February 2nd, 1602.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Great By reference. The way, that's great, the fir- is that the first
year.
17th century reference we've had in the history of the Rich Eisen
Easily.
Show?
Easily.
Barely. It's barely. You're practically on the cusp of the 16th
I'm a new
century.
Host. You tell me if I'm going. I'm trying to get all demos. You know what I mean?
Rich, the place. I'll take 17th century
viewers.
Viola
I would love
Sebastian.
The 17th century okay. viewer demo.
Yes, those 17th century Shakespearean.
They know how to find Prime.
Have you gotten their TikTok?
They know how to find Prime. Great TikTok.
Are you in that TikTok?
They have great TikTok. Yeah.
Separated by a shipwreck. That's a big story, Rich.
It is. Wow. It's a great story. It's a great story.
It's the Buccaneers. Buccaneers.
There you go.
You shipwreck okay. them, right?
Yeah, yeah, right?
You see where I'm going
I love
with
all
it?
Of this. World champs, whose house? Rome's house!
Taryn Killam here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fantastic. Yeah. I just love the fact, let's linger on the Rams a little bit more.
Oh, please.
Since it's your team.
Always.
I love the fact that Cooper Kupp now, you don't even need to say like, what his history is.
Right.
He is legitimately...
He's number
the
one?
Best receiver
yes.
in the league.
Yes.
And I know Stephon Diggs is number one in terms of yards
sure.
and what have you.
Yes. Yeah. And on the most talented team, it's just, but Stephon Diggs isn't a defending world champion who people know they're going to go to at least 35% of the time.
Super
and
Bowl,
he still catches it every time.
Super Bowl MVP who had a triple crown year.
Yes.
Like Calvin Johnson and Jerry Rice, you know,
yes.
and like.
Yes.
We have something here called higher register on the show that mm-hmm. you have to go higher register to believe your opinion.
Right.
And Cooper Kupp used to be higher register. Like,
yeah.
Now, Cooper Kupp's a really good. He's a good receiver.
He's pretty good.
You know what I mean? You look around, you got Robert Woods, and you got.
Eastern
you know,
Washington. Cooper, is it Eastern Washington, right?
Not bad. I mean, he's kind of
it's
a self-made
absurd.
Guy, but not anymore.
I'm at every home game, and I have very, very good seats. Not so humble brag. And. It's shocking.
Uh-oh, careful. He's the king of bragging
right
about his seats.
Me.
Be
You're
careful.
Right down the
no, he's better
mine.
Than yours,
Are we,
Mike.
Like 130? Right section 130?
I'm 129. I'm right next to you.
What? Why are we not getting jalapeno cheddar brats together?
I don't get to go to a lot of games.
These jabokes
are one game, and I didn't yell over.
Secondary ticket
please
market.
Do. Please do. Please,
too.
Please walk
over.
I mean, I just didn't.
These are the guys who put the geek in SeatGeek.
No, I mean, I work.
He doesn't work. He works for a living. I don't. I'm just a Rams fan, and it's turned into work for me, which is absurd.
This is the other one.
I'm like, wait, you want to offer me a job just doing what my passion is anyway? It's absurd.
So you were saying
NFL pile on Prime Video
yes.
Wednesday nights.
Every Wednesday night.
Teeing up the Thursday night football game. Cooper Kupp.
Yes.
Keeps catching it.
Yes.
Keeps catching it. It's insane.
And it looked like the play that he ran one in on this past week is
yes.
the same play that they ran in the
touchdown.
Super Bowl.
His first sweep that ran. You mean the game-winning one?
No,
the back shoulder?
No, the fourth down play.
Right.
He cut it up immediately because
right.
he wasn't going to run it wide. You got to get that yard in that situation.
Correct.
He ran this one wide.
Yes.
I'm wondering if it's the same play that was running in different directions.
That's interesting.
You know, one was run from his left to his right. This one was run from his right to his left. I'm wondering if they just flipped it and ran it. And he just ran it in.
His first running touchdown on the team. That's his first
Unreal.
Running play touchdown. He's doing it all. He's setting new records.
Yes.
He's fantastic, and thank goodness, because we're a little banged up, and
yes.
that's like if I'm nervous about anything,
yes.
I'm a little, you know, the injuries have not been fun. Poor Logan. I got to help announce with Steven Jackson, the draft
yes.
pick for Logan Bruss, and you know, but again, bring it back to Cooper Kupp.
Yes.
Similar injury, ACL, that he came back from like the bionic man.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cooper Kupp.
He's unreal. He's gotten better.
Came back.
He's unreal.
From an ACL injury.
I love him.
Stronger, better, faster. We have the technology.
Love him. Taryn Killam here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so NFL pylon every Wednesday on Prime Video in advance of the Thursday night football game. So do you have good Tua jokes lined up for this
we
week?
We got a good
Joe
one. Yeah,
like what do you got for this week?
Mike
what can
McDaniel's
you
my go-to guy. You
he's
know,
funny. He's
the McLovin
funny.
Of NFL coaches.
But he's legit funny.
I'm all in. I'm all in on him. And he is. He's so funny. Yeah, we got there's a quote that I saw on some of the tape is that Vegas is angry and we're happy about it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, that's a great line. That's a great line.
Yeah.
And Dolphins are my dad's team, so it's exciting to see good things for them. And I mean, it makes, speaking of Thursday night prime football,
yes,
this game got real interesting real fast.
It sure did.
Joe Cool against an undefeated team. This is exciting.
Well, it's also Tua versus Burrow, like on a Saturday from 3 years ago.
Exactly right. You know,
And I'm all for it. It's pretty huge. And Tua's career has been seen through the prism of him not being as successful as Burrow or Herbert since coming into the league. And so that's a pretty huge game there.
It's a good year for Alabama QBs, right?
Yeah. Well, except for his Patriot Mac Jones now. He's not very happy.
Sure, sorry about that. That high ankle sprain.
He's not very happy.
It's
going to get
good.
Interesting in the Tiana Brockman household if the Falcons have a better record than New England by the end of week four. Is that the first time in your relationship with Sarah?
Yes.
The Falcons would have a better record than New England. He just, by the way, that was a quick yes.
Yes.
I didn't even finish the sentence.
Easily. Maybe, what was the Falcons Super Bowl? Was that 2016? That was the first year we did.
And they gave it away.
I'm just saying that the Patriots, were you with Sarah back in 2016?
Yeah, we just started.
Okay.
Not official, maybe. I don't know. I'm probably talking too much.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my.
This is the 28-3 of relationships.
Yes.
It seems
right.
Okay.
Relationship status still pending at that point.
And then he made a Julio Jones-like catch when she said, okay. Got in the sideline. Very good. All right.
Toe tap.
That'd be good.
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to win with Brian Hoyer, as I've stated multiple times to people on Twitter yesterday. So the Falcons are definitely going to be better than
So who is the most fertile comedic fodder in the NFL, in your estimation? Where you're like at the NFL pylon, like, yes, like, let's go here.
We're a brand spanking new show.
Yes.
We're finding our audience. We're finding our own structure. We're finding our own voice. But it was very heartening.
Yes.
Only two episodes have aired. Week two was a significant jump up, and we could tell because we ruffled the tail feathers of Jets fans. And so you see the very toxic, unhealthy explosion of engagement on Twitter.
Hey,
what did you say?
There's
a wonderful, wonderful video of a Jets fan losing his mind over their win, over their huge comeback. And so we were poking fun, making light, and in a very admirable way, the Jets Nation came to his defense, which I loved seeing. It was fantastic.
Very nice.
But it was also great validation for me, because I was like, there are people who are aware of us.
Of course.
It feels good. So.
Well, I mean, you know, there's everything out there. There's your ability to get everything out on social media and digitally, and obviously Prime Video. I've heard of it.
Yes, yes.
But... come on, Taryn. I mean, a little self-awareness. I mean, there used to be the St. Louis Rams. I mean, Jared, Jeff Fisher High School offense.
I was
Rams.
There.
I mean, come on now, man.
I mean, there for the Fire Fisher chants early at the Coliseum
when he was rummaging through his pockets in New England, like he was on a street corner looking for his challenge flag before throwing it. I mean, that.
If there was any creative mandate, and hopefully Sarah's really this as well, I'm like, if anybody should be the butt of the joke first, it's the fair weather Los Angelian who lucked into his favorite team of all time 6 years ago and are already world champs and in the greatest sports facility in the world. Undeniably.
And whose house is that?
It's the Rams' house. Okay, so that's two or three.
Well, I mean, I've said it twice.
We finished the segment. No. It's like
one more.
It's like Candyman or Bloody Mary. You have to commit all the way. You have to finish the trifecta.
I don't know. So we're kind of doing I think this is a comedy bit, the Belichick
for sure.
Press conference moment of the day. Let's
see it.
Here we go. Here, let's.
Yes, please.
Mike Hoskins was not expecting this, so we do. It's sort of like a Letterman-esque type approach, where you'll see there's a musical opening and then an ending, and
Fantastic. Then
Belichick in between.
Great graphic card.
Here's the setup. Chris Brockman's favorite new Patriot quarterback, Brian Hoyer. Oh. getting set to get the start. And then Bailey Zappi, your Western
now
Kentucky backup.
Let's go.
Who he wants to see somehow.
With more time after you said Hoyer, I wish that both of you and I had leaned back after that sigh from Chris. That his sigh was so big that there was a gust of wind.
He wants Bailey Zappi time. He wants to throw him out there against the Packers defense that just took care of business against Brady. At any rate, Belichick was asked about Hoyer's readiness and, well, actually, Hoyer's abilities and then next Zappi's readiness.
Okay,
here
great.
You go. Check it out.
Today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Well, we prefer to win.
What does Brian Hoyer bring to the offense?
Yeah, Brian's got a lot of experience in the offense.
And how would you describe Bailey Zappi's progress since the time he was drafted to where we are now?
It's gotten a lot better.
Brilliant. Brilliant. He doesn't have anything to prove to you.
How is that supposed to get fans excited?
Yeah, yeah.
Get ready for Hoyer handoffs, people.
It wouldn't be a big deal if there wasn't kind of a divorce going on. I'm keeping it about football. But the separation of Brady and Belichick, yeah. You know what I mean? And one went on to the newer, better life. And all due respect, Gillette Stadium is struggling a bit right now.
Yeah.
By the way, just all due respect to you, too.
Is that okay?
Well, you could have, when you all due respect anybody, at least on this program, it gives you free reign to go much deeper than you just. You could have said anything you wanted disrespectful because you actually front-loaded it with that phrase.
Yeah, that was that's
very polite of you.
Yeah.
Very
with all due respect, and then you could have really just dug in there. Yeah. Like, it's not doing so well. You're
too
polite.
He's a terrible coach, and it's a terrible team, and you'll never be champions again. All due respect.
No, it's the other way around. You can't.
I can't. Yeah. I can't back.
Take three.
Oh, boy. All due respect.
You're right.
You got great tchotchkes on your desk. No, I'm doing it. You're wrong. No. I don't get this bit.
We stink. It's over.
Oh, my gosh. The NFL NFL pile-on on Wednesdays throughout the NFL season on Prime Video, which is shot on stage 5 of NFL Network across the street from SoFi Stadium, which is whose house?
Rams' house.
You're in Belichick right there. I think you're inspired by Belichick.
Rams' house.
Donk, donk. In the swivel chair. Donk, donk. Don't give Belichick a swivel chair.
But that's the best part about it.
Like a child.
It's kind of like Nick Saban's podium taps that you hear from his microphone when he's when he's eyeing.
Like a kid visiting his dad's work. You know what I mean? Like the old Giuliani clip of his kid behind him, right?
Yeah.
That they did on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's right.
Chris Farley, one of the greatest ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We heard my wife, Susie Schuster, was sitting in this chair
Let's hear the Borat.
1 week ago. No, they do that.
She hates it.
She hates it. I always say my wife, and then they go, my wife. She hates it. Yeah. She was sitting in this chair last week at this time, I believe, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right around this time.
Right,
and Marshall Faulk was sitting in your chair as the co-host because I was elsewhere. And Ed O'Neill, I know what's so funny about that. Ed O'Neill called into the show and told a classic Chris Farley story.
Oh, wow.
That was at, here you go. If you can get the picture ready as the payoff, Mike Hoskins. Okay, so Ed O'Neill told the story that he was at a Super Bowl party at John Lovitz's house.
Wow.
Here in Los Angeles, and Chris Farley was eating so much of the buffet that Lovitz told him, like, "Why don't you save some for everyone?
You've turned it into a one-layer dip."
Yes, something similar to that. And Ed O'Neill did the imitation, and he said that Farley's response was to find a piece of Italian bread and then put every condiment that was on the table on it, and then take Lovitz's beloved kitten and put it in the bread and then came out with it. And Lovitz saw that story and then posted this photograph. That's it.
Oh, my gosh. God, the best ever.
Farley.
The best ever. The best ever. We just showed our girls Tommy Boy 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah? How old are they?
13 and almost 8.
Excellent.
And it holds up, and they connected, so and they love, like that's timeless, so right? He is timeless. So he is all-time great. The 17th century demo, he's got them all. He's got them all. That's the only thing every century can agree on is the greatness of Farley.
And again, apparently no cats were harmed in the making of that sandwich. But how about him just came out of the kitchen? He's just like, that's your answer.
Phenomenal. Funniest thing ever.
Taryn Killam here on the Rich Eisen Show. NFL Pylon again Wednesdays throughout the NFL season on Prime Video. Come back. We're just down the street.
So I may not leave.
You could shoot your thing. Come down here.
Done.
Down the 105
done.
Like you're
same.
In the movie Speed.
So, you know? Yeah, same.
You know?
It was Cannes, Rich. It was Cannes.
I'll be the home
all
team.
Right. All right.
Seriously,
you're on camera saying it. You're on camera saying it.
I'm on the NFL pylon
great.
For sure.
Okay, beautiful.
I know how to get there. I've got parking there, too.
Okay, great.
You don't have to worry about me.
I don't have that yet. What's it like? The
come
only
on.
Thing they give me is a COVID tracker. They will not let me. They won't give me. They won't let me keep a badge.
NFL
they won't let
Network.
Me take a picture.
There you go.
You got to earn it. You got to earn your spot.
At Taryn Killam on Twitter. At Tarzan Noz, right?
Tarzan no Z.
No Z.
What does that mean? It means, hey, how do you spell Taryn? It's Tarzan no Z.
Ah, that's the Instagram.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, yeah,
here
yeah.
I am.
The world makes sense again.
Tarzan Noz? No,
yeah.
It's Tarzan
Noz. Even though
Noz.
The
very
Eagles are undefeated?
There you go. That's how I register. No, I think it could really do it. But that's,
yeah.
Fantastic. Everybody check out NFL Pylon Wednesdays throughout the season on Prime Video. Back with more in a moment.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
When you become a Navy Federal Credit Union member, life just gets better. One big thing that gets better in particular is buying a car. See, Navy Federal has created a fully loaded car buying experience where you can finance, buy, protect, and enjoy your auto purchase all from one convenient place. Great auto rates, auto loan rates too. The pre-approval is good for 90 days. Imagine how cool that is, that you can know exactly what you can afford while you shop. You can even shop for new and used cars with Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar. Also, you can get exclusive member savings with Carfax, SiriusXM, and more. And because it's Navy Federal, they're always available with 24/7 member service representatives to answer any questions. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/car buying. That's NavyFederal.org/car buying. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Chris, I don't know if you is this a plant of yours? Because I could see what Diego in Nashville, Tennessee wants to talk about, and it's right up your alley. What's up, Diego?
It's not. I wish it was, though.
You there, Diego?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
What's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, congrats you and the boys on the Roku thing.
Thanks,
and
brother.
Also, thank
thanks,
you. I have a radio station out in Nashville, also on Roku, so you guys are really shining the light on Roku. So kudos to you guys.
Beautiful.
And thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. But yeah, also, with all due respect, next time you're in Nashville, hey, we'll make time on our schedule. Come talk some music with us. Then if you have time, you can go talk to the boys downtown.
Sure. Sounds great. I'm in. Absolutely.
Seriously, though, like, so the Niners, lifelong fan. I'm a transplant here in Nashville. I'm from the Bay Area. So I've, you know, since 80-something, I've kind of seen it all. Ups and downs, Joe, Steve, Cap, Garcia, all of them, right? Coaches as well. There's a big shadow there in the Bay Area cast. And let's not even talk about the other side of the Raiders. But, like, is Shanahan, like, talk me through this, Rich. Is Shanahan just a glorified assistant? Because all of his tree, so to speak, you got McVay in L.A., you have Sala in New York, which is going to do good things for your boys in the future. I see it. Then you got McDaniel doing exactly what he did for us the last 5 years in San Francisco. Next is going to be D'Amico Ryans, right? He's going to take that job from Lovie in Houston and go take them to a Super Bowl. If the NFL were all about two quarters, Kyle Shanahan's teams would have won 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls.
I hear you.
Is he,
I hear you, Diego, and I thank you for the call. If Kyle Shanahan's ever fired, he would be hired within 2 minutes. Somebody else would hire him.
No, he does not get Tomlin treatment, man.
2 minutes
you
later.
You can't give him the same Mike Tomlin treatment.
No 2 minutes later.
Chance. Give him at least 50. If you say Tomlin's 5 minutes, give him 15.
I almost want the 49ers to bounce him just to prove me correct. Immediately. If not sooner.
But what has he done to prove it? He's under 500 in his career. He's had two good seasons.
Okay. I know what his record is. I get it. I understand.
You guys have been fired for way less.
I understand that. Okay. And Jed York does not have his finger on that trigger. No chance. No way.
He doesn't want to eat his contract.
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you. Well, and that's why he wanted somebody other than Jimmy G, is to prove it.
Yeah, we'll see. That's been a failure.
I know how you feel about it.
They're going to have to start over.
You and I will agree to disagree on that. So we're entering week 4. And through 3 weeks, there's only 2 teams that have negotiated these 3 weeks.
That's wild.
Undefeated. Only 2 teams entering week 4 with 3-0 records. And the quarterbacks of those teams, I mean, you can't make this up. The NFL gods just wink at you. Or the football gods, since this is collegiately. Put up the screen on the screen, the photograph of the 2 undefeated quarterbacks remaining in the NFL. It is Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts. And we're showing the photograph on the night in Atlanta when Hurts was benched at halftime, down 13-0 to Georgia. And Tua came off the bench and won the game for Alabama, attaching these two at the hip forevermore. And now here we are in 2022, 4 years later. They are the lone remaining undefeated quarterbacks in the NFL of 2 terrifically coached offenses. Dan Orlovsky of ESPN came on earlier this hour and said the Eagles are the best offensive unit he's seen on film this year. And it's run by Jalen Hurts. And the Miami Dolphins are like, yeah, okay, new offensive guru and head coach. Got it. Oh, you even got Tyreek Hill. Sure. But that's Tua back there. Tua's 3-0. Could you imagine if those two face off in the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
And it would be almost on the 5-year anniversary of that night when Tua came off the bench and replaced Hurts on a championship night for Alabama. Interestingly enough, as you pointed out pre-show, Chris, had the Giants won last night, who was the quarterback's coach for those guys at Alabama?
Yeah, Brian Daboll.
The current coach of the Giants. Almost had the 3-0 teams being awesome. Those two quarterbacks and their quarterback coach, now currently the HC of the New York Giants. That didn't happen, as we all know, much to TJ and Michael Irvin's delight. But I just think it's amazing, man. Amazing. Going into the season.
Also,
yeah, that would there only be 2 undefeated teams entering week 4, and the quarterbacks of those teams were Tua and Jalen Hurts.
Also, who did Tua throw that pass to win the national championship game? Devontae Smith, playing for the Eagles.
And Jalen Hurts.
Hurts.
Can't make it up.
Nick Saban can recruit.
Yeah. Can't make it up. God, I love this sport. Unlike any other, the ultimate you can't make this up sport. Can't. Tua and Hurts, currently your undefeated quarterbacks entering week 4.
Wild.
They play each other this year, Chris?
They do not.
Not in the Super Bowl.
Maybe they will eventually. Never know, because you can't make that up, too. Thanks for taking in this Tuesday show. Back on Roku in a moment.